When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm Rochelle Travers, and this is The Leader.
No description can equal this weightlessness. Oh my God.
With William Shatner's Blue Origin launch, we're now sending 90-year-olds into space. As long as they have money, of course. It's an incredible achievement for humankind, but not everyone's on board.
We need some of the world's greatest brains and minds fixed on trying to repair this planet, not trying to find the next place to go and live.
Prince William there, speaking to BBC Newscast. He's joined a growing chorus of critics taking aim at the billionaire space race. They think the likes of Jeff Bezos, Richard Branson and Elon Musk should be investing their cash right here on Earth instead of shooting for the moon. But what kind of impact do these rockets actually have on the planet? I'm joined by Dr. Eloise Murray, Associate Professor of Physical Geography at University College London. Murray studies the impact of fuels and industries on the atmosphere. So, Eloise, what exactly is the carbon footprint of space tourism?
It depends on the fuel types that are used to launch space tourists into space, but also the frequency with which they're launched. So, the number of times they decide to launch each year. In terms of the kind of fuel, so the Blue Origin rocket doesn't use any carbon-based fuel. It uses hydrogen and oxygen, so it's not going to produce carbon dioxide when that fuel combusts. But the Virgin Galactic and SpaceX rockets do both have carbon-based fuels, and so that's going to produce CO2. So they're going to have a higher carbon footprint than the Blue Origin.
Are there any other issues that concern you moving forward?
We're particularly concerned about the kinds of chemicals that are emitted that can contribute to depletion of ozone in the layer in the atmosphere where ozone protects us from harmful UV radiation. So this is the stratospheric ozone layer. There's a range of chemicals that all of these rockets produce that can have varying degrees of impact on the stratospheric ozone layer. And there are also soot particles or black carbon that's emitted by the Virgin Galactic and SpaceX rockets, and those are very, very efficient warmers. They absorb radiation very effectively and they warm the atmosphere.
And obviously this seems to be getting more popular, this idea of space tourism in general. Is this trend something that concerns you?
It does. We're running a model currently with a speculative scenario of space tourism activity in a year and looking at what the impact might be on the stratospheric ozone layer and also on climate. And our results are preliminary, but we're seeing that it has the potential to undermine the progress that's been achieved with the Montreal Protocol in addressing the ozone hole that's established as a result of chlorofluorocarbons. And we're also seeing a lot of black carbon or soot being released from the Virgin Galactic space plane that has the potential to have a large impact on climate, to contribute to warming.
Prince William has been criticising space tourism today. He said that entrepreneurs should be focusing on saving Earth rather than trying to find the next place to live. What do you think?
I think, we have so many issues on Earth that we need to solve, and spending money on space tourism flights that really do just seem to be a PR exercise are a waste of money. There's far more important things that need to be done, that could be done with the money that they're spending to send people out into space. And I don't think any of the billionaires who are offering space tourism options have given a defensible argument for the science and research that can be achieved. with their space tourism flights.
As you just mentioned there, like space travel can be a good thing. Is there a way of doing it in a more environmentally friendly way, do you think?
I think environmental regulation certainly needs to be established, and it would have to be international. That would mitigate the most harmful kinds of mitigate the impact of the most harmful kinds of fuels on the atmosphere. We could potentially have regulation that could essentially target the kind of tailpipe or rocket exhaust emissions that are produced from very harmful fuel. That might be one first step in developing environmental regulation that could help mitigate the impact on the environment.
Would you like to see limits in terms of the number of times that these space tourist flights take off?
Yeah, certainly limits on the number, but also limits on the types of fuel that are burned. Perhaps we could also envision a scenario where the timing of these space tourism launches are designed to have the least impact on the atmosphere. And I think in order to do this, we do need to run scenarios with chemical transport models to determine what the best scenario is to mitigate the impact on the atmosphere.
And that's it from The Leader. This podcast is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.